The Piper and the Pooka. Instead of going straight home, Seamus stopped by the river for a break. The trees looked spooky. And then he heard something behind him. Who's there? But there was nobody. I'm just imagining things. But no, there really were footsteps. And when he turned again, Seamus saw a Pooka. A supernatural, strange-looking creature. A very peculiar-looking animal. It was half a horse, half a goat. It had these curly horns on the front of its head. And it was coming towards Seamus. Seamus was so scared he couldn't move.
Hello, Seamus. Ha ha! It's a fine night. Can you play me the tune The White Gander on your pipes?
No, I'm sorry. I don't. I can't. Well, the Pooka came towards him and with one of his horns tapped Seamus on the elbow.
Now play your pipes.
Seamus picked up his pipes and to his amazement, he started playing beautiful music of a tune he'd never heard before. The sound carried over to the next valley where children smiled in their sleep and old people dreamt they were young again.
Come with me to a party, Seamus.
No, thank you. I need to get home to Mammy. And as Seamus turned to leave, the Pooka came up behind him and with his other horn tapped him in the back. Seamus went flying up in the air, doing a somersault and landed on the Pooka's back. The next thing, the Pooka started galloping. Help! Let me down! Let me off! Let me... No, no, please! No, let me down! But the Pooka just laughed. They went up into the air, through the trees and through the clouds. Now they were in the sky. Oh no, cried Seamus. And as he opened his eyes, he looked down and away in the distance, he caught sight of his house and there was a light in the window and he thought of his mother waiting up for him and he started to cry. Oh no, I'll never see my mammy again.
Hold tight, Seamus. We're going to the land beyond.